and take away from you. He's going to come and withhold everything from you. That is not the kind of God we have. Point three. In fact, not only do we not have to be in fearful dread of our Heavenly Father, just the opposite. And oh, what a phenomenal gospel this is for the believer. Not only do we not have to be in fearful dread of our Heavenly Father, just the opposite. He has already taken care of the sin problem. He's already done it. He has already taken care of the sin problem, and He's faithful and He's righteous to what He has already done. He is faithful. He is righteous. And I'll tell you what that means as we go through this. To what He has already done. You can understand the model on the left side. You can understand the grace of God. You can understand the redemption of God, the salvation and the deliverance of God. Then it should be easy for you to understand it as a believer. Some people have this idea, oh no, once you're in the family, God acts totally differently. Oh, He acts differently, all right, in the sense of His love, in the sense of His grace, and the sense of His mercy. There's the much more. And throughout our various studies, we'll come to that much more principle in our lives. But not only do we, should we not be in fearful dread when we're in this state, and this is so easy to do. Now, it's not, you know, for the self-righteous believer, never has this problem. But for people, when your sins, and you're aware of your sins, and you know your sins, and you see yourself as David did, and as Moses did, and as believers in the Bible did, then you know, boy, this is a horrible thing. But you don't sit there in shame and in guilt and life's all over. God can't use you. That's a lie. That is Satan's lie. And oh, how Satan is a deceiver and a liar. How he would love to pull people down, believers down, throw them in a junkyard, rather than to see them take advantage of what we're studying. But we do not. God has already taken care of the sin problem. He took care of it for the unbeliever. Do you not believe that He has taken care of it for the believer? He's already taken care of it for those who are His enemies. Surely He has taken care of it for those who are His own children. Those who are His own, who are in His Son. He has already taken care of it. And He is going to be faithful. He is going to be righteous to what He has already accomplished. This is what kind of a God we have. A God who is faithful. God who is righteous in what He's already done. And that's what you and I can have our faith and our dependency in Him. You don't run from Him. You don't hide from Him as Adam and Eve did. You don't deny or cover up. David did the same thing. David tried to deny. David tried